What is going on?
I'm here.
In the building.
Yes, sir.
And we're recording. Welcome back. All right. So, Brian Tyree, you already know. Melody Supply Podcast. I got XL with me.
Yes, sir. You already know.
Introduce yourself to the people a little bit.
You already know XL. Team Homie. Brockton 508 shit. We here, man. Melody Supply Podcast. We here. We here to chop it up, talk some shit, have a good time while we here.
New England is in the building.
That's right.
So, who I am, if you're listening on Spotify, you already heard that at the beginning of, before we began. So, tell me a little bit about that record.
That record is produced by my homie from Seattle named Dupree. Sent me the beat a couple like years ago. The beat basically just spoke to me. Like, I just wanted to write a record to let people know who I was, where I come from. Stay true to myself. I am not chasing. I'm not out here chasing the cookie cutter shit. I'm not out here. I'm just here to make good music and make something that sticks to your ribs and authentic music. I'd rather sell 1,000 records authentic than a million records being something I'm not, you know what I mean? So
exactly.
That's pretty much the gist of the record, you know what I mean?
Right, and it does exactly that, because, like, you know, I listen to a lot of music, and like I was saying, there's even videos out there that's on YouTube that's basically like, you know, how to make a hit record. And you hear a lot of the same, you know, finger snaps and the claps in the record, and the, you know, it's evolved ever since, even from like 60s, 70s, 80s music into even now trap music's got that in the snare or finger snaps and stuff like that. They stay in the music. So, you know, having very, you know, authentic lyrics that are driving that hit record, because like I was saying before, I mean, every time I listen to it, you know, I'm hearing an authentic story that's like, I'm not trying to do things the exact same way that, I mean, everybody else is really doing, and following the movement more than that. So you're a recording artist and you've got that, but mm-hmm. then you're also like, let them know about the battle rapping going on.
Oh yeah,
that's huge.
I definitely am in the battle rap world. I've been on all the major leagues, URL, King of the Dot, RBE. Been all around the country doing it, got a couple million views on YouTube. I battled some very known people, Daylight, Big Cannon, a couple other guys. Been doing that for a little while now. Pretty much, like, I got into that just on a whim. Like, one day, I just decided I wanted to do it. I called up my homie, Bad Seed. He put me in touch with Poison Pen from Team Homie as well. And he got me a match. And I've been going ever since. So
that's awesome.
It's the thing, like, I use it to keep my skills sharp, stay on point, because in battle rap, like, it's definitely one of them things where you got to be sharp and on point all the time. And besides, I'm an old school rapper, so I come from that. I come from where rappers had to battle for their spot, regardless of what it was. Like, you had to battle to be heard, had to battle for people to take your music serious, had to battle to get in the studio. So it was, but I come from the freestyle era, so the fact that now it's a little more structured, a little more sanctioned, I just jumped in it, and I've been loving it so far.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that back when freestyles were kind of like, if you can't rap or come up with something on the spot, people would be like, nah, you can't rap. You know, there was a once upon a time that. And then I think a lot of these recording artists, like I was saying, that I'm like, you're not just a recording artist. Now you're also I mean, you're also a battle rapper. I think I just feel where that comes from is a lot of like what they'll call like a studio rapper, a studio gangster, like the recording artist or whatever, that doesn't, they're songwriters. And for the most part, they're bringing in a team of other songwriters, and the listeners and the audience that isn't in the industry, you know, won't recognize those things.
Facts.
For somebody that like us, you know, or in the media or anything like that, we're gonna see those things. And
yeah, I mean, we know music is, if you make music or you're in the know of how music is made, you know that it's a process. One, two, all music is made with groups of people, so it's not like you would. It sounds dope that, yo, once, y'all, I went in the studio by myself, just me and the engineer and the producer, and we crafted this whole album, but that don't happen like that. It never happens like that. Like, you might get an idea from your man, you might get an idea from your girl, somebody that walked through the lab might hit you, or it's a group of people. Like, any studio session they've ever shown on TV, like anytime they show behind the scenes or they show somebody recording in the studio, it's usually a bunch of motherfuckers in there on the other side of this. Yo, that's hot. Yo, say that. Say it like that again. Yo, say this, but say it this way. Like, so, like, as far as the different rapping and battling, like, a lot of recording artists can't battle because battling, it's like, I liken battling to being a stand-up comedian in the sense that when you go up there to battle, there's nothing, like, it's just you. There's no beat, there's no song, there's no, if you bomb, you bomb. Like, if you suck, if you're not good, you're not good. Like, it's just you. You got to entertain the people. You got to be entertaining. Like, it is the same thing with stand-up. Like,
do you like this comparison? It's like, you could be an actor, but could you do Saturday Night Live improv?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's
pretty like that. It's like it's the difference between being an actor, because you could be funny with it already scripted out, but Saturday Night Live improv, you got to do that shit. It's live, and you got to do that on the spot, and you only got one time to get it right.
Right.
So at the end of the day, that kind of shies away, and I think that a lot of, especially now with the new, maybe back in the day, the 90s, early 2000s, 80s, there was more guys that could probably transition. I mean, but the newer rappers now, not really, because they're not, the newer genre of hip-hop is not really focused on lyrics and bars and shit. Like, right. They're just trying to make you dance and bounce and shit. So,
make noise.
I don't see any, like, maybe like the Kendricks or the Coles. But other than that, like, I don't see too many guys that I know can do it. Like, I would have faith in doing it. But, yeah, I mean, it's a different transition. It definitely helps when you're on stage. It definitely helps with the music part of it, because once you battle so much and you got one time to get things right and all that shit and you ain't got nothing behind you, when it's time to perform a song, you're like, oh, this shit is easy. Like, I could do this. It helps. So
it's like conditioning.
Yeah, it's like conditioning. It's like why Eddie Murphy could do a movie and play all the characters, because he did that shit on Saturday Night Live. Like, he's conditioned for it. Like, it just is what it is. Like people look at him like he's crazy for doing that, but that's what he's used to doing. Like,
exactly.
Like, it's the same type of thing. So, yeah, but it's a dope thing. They just actually released a movie called, Joseph Kahn made the movie. My man Kid Twist wrote the movie. Eminem backed it. It's in select theaters right now, called Bodied. It's a movie, like a satire based on battle rap. Like,
oh, nice.
So they got all the battle rappers in it. Arsenal, Hollow the Dawn, Loaded Lux, Poison Pen, all the elite, all the legends, should I say. It's out now. If you're in one of the cities, I think it's in like Atlanta, the major cities, Atlanta, New York, Cali, Detroit. If you're in one of them cities, go check it out. If you see it, just watch it. And you, if you don't know what I'm doing, if you don't understand what we're doing, watch it. Because a lot of people think, when I say battle rap, they think 8 Mile, and it's nothing like 8 Mile. We're not rapping on beats.
Right.
It's acapella. It's thought out. It's not like how, no disrespect to Eminem, 8 Mile, because I come from that too, but that was more based on freestyle battling, like, get up there and freestyle. Like, that's what we do is a whole different animal. It's a thought out, calculated process, but yeah, dope though.
Definitely. Yo, I'm looking at it right now, but I looked it up. Mm-hmm. So you can follow it if you're on Twitter at Bodied Movie.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out. You can check out Excel, XCEL, and go to YouTube, put in any of those battle leagues, and put the word Excel in that also, and you're going to find his battles. Mm-hmm. That's dope. And Who I Am is I love it. That's a classic.
Definitely one of my favorite records that I've done so far. Yeah. The beat speaks. Shout out to my man Lotta Zé shot the video. There's a video on YouTube. We shot the video for it. We was in Jersey one day. We just sitting around, and Lotta Zé, he also has music as well. Mm-hmm. He's just one of them guys, like, I'm cooling out. He's like, yo, I got this camera. I need practice editing, so we're going to shoot some shit. And I was like, all right. We shot a video real quick. Boom. And that was that. Like, it was a very organic process. It wasn't nothing fake, nothing about it. Like, we were just sitting in the studio one day, and he's just like, yo, how you feel about if I shoot your video to this? I'm like, oh, okay. And we busted it up.
That's awesome. I just found that also.
Mm-hmm.
This is Who I Am official video.
Yeah, we just busted it up, and that was it. Yeah, man. And we got a couple things coming up. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got a project I'm working on. I don't have no title for it. I'm about 2 songs in right now. So I got some new work coming. I got another battle in Macon, Georgia, November 18th. Then I'm chilling till probably the top of the year. I probably won't battle until the top of the year, maybe like January, February. So I want to keep the holidays. I want to keep the holidays. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too caught up on have too much shit going on. And then it's mostly just going to be a project and working on that, getting that to where it should be. I want to drop that by same time, around about January, February, bring in 2019. I also have a podcast as well, 360 podcast, that I'm about to start doing. First episode is going to be Wednesday. My man Blick the Barbarian, my co-host. We're gonna get that popping. So I got a lot of things coming. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to put my hand in a little bit of everything as far as content. So that way, so just to flood the market. Like,
right, exactly.
And this new era of things, this new era, it's about having revenue streams. So, like, in the old era, it would be if you did one thing, that's what you did. Mm-hmm. Like, if you did music, that's all motherfuckers wanted to hear from you, music.
Right.
If you did podcast, if you just podcast, that's all people wanted to hear is you podcast. Now it's like, people want everything. People want you. So, whatever
the
brand
full
experience. Exactly. So, and I use Joe Budden as a perfect model of this.
Yeah.
Because he did music for a while, and now he got his hands in everything as far as content. And now he's more popular now just for talking than he was for rapping. Like,
yeah.
you never know what's going to be the thing to get you going. So I'd rather just have a hand in everything. And on top of that, it's things I like doing. So it's not like I'm, like I said, I don't force things. So I'm not the guy that's just doing everything because other people are doing it. It's something I like doing. If I didn't like doing it, I probably wouldn't do it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, nowadays, giving a full experience to all of the senses is pretty much what you want to do in the entertainment industry. And like, right. Talking about touch, you got t-shirts and clothing that somebody, you know, if they really rock with you, they're going to rock your shirt. And maybe they're doing something where they're going to be on camera wearing that. You know what I mean? And, you know, smell and taste is like being in the building. Like, I go out to performances wherever. Like, I was living in Manchester. I was at Rap Night almost every Sunday for the small amount of time that I was there. And then when I'm back here in the city, I'm popping in at, like, open mics at anything that I got going on with my local DJ friends and stuff on the regular. So, hit that, you know what I mean? Like, those, in throwing performances, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you gotta
there's
give them,
a lot that goes into a battle.
That's a fact. You gotta give them everything. Like you're saying.
Right.
You gotta give them. And on top of that, I don't want to be one of them artists where people know my song, but they don't know who me. Like,
right.
I never want to be an artist where. Don't get it fucked up. If I make a big record, of course I love it. Any artist that tells you they wouldn't love it if they make a big record is lying. But what I don't want to happen is I don't want to make a song so big that you know the song but you don't know me.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I remember that song. Who sings that shit again? Like, nah. I want to be like, all right, yeah, this XL. I rock with XL because of this, even if you don't like my music. Let's say you don't like my music, but you like my podcast, or you don't like my podcast, but you like my t-shirt. Whatever. It doesn't make a difference to me. Like, just rock with me. I'm going to try to provide everything that you need. So that way, and if you do like everything I do, then that's good too. So at the end of the day, it's just...
Yeah, you're giving them a lot of good reasons to follow, though, also. So, like,
right.
For the reasons of, like I was saying, that record, it spoke to me because it was a breath of fresh air compared to some of the things that I listen to a lot of music. And that goes into what you were saying on people want an experience. I mean, I've got every social media for Melody Supply, and then I have it for my own personal brand because I also host things and I do things that are freelance on top of my business, where it's
right.
You got to keep it separated at specific times and stuff. So I mean, yeah, I don't make music, but here we are on Spotify, you know.
That's what I'm saying. And that's
find
what I'm saying.
Find your way in with the business, and I love
you. Gotta just find your way in and get in,
right?
And once you get in, then you look around and say, all right, where can I sink my teeth in? Because at the end of the day, it's infinite. Like, with this shit, there's no finite amount of shit,
right?
This shit is infinite, really. Like, the money is there for everybody to get. You don't really worry. I don't focus on the money because at the end of the day, if you do something enough at a high level, the money's going to come regardless. I don't give a fuck what it is you do. Yeah. If you're doing it at a high level and you're serious about your shit and you putting work in your craft, the bread is going to come.
Right.
But, so I don't really focus on that too much. My focus usually is like putting out the best product, putting out whatever it is going to be the best. So at the end of the day, if I give you the full experience, you ain't got to go nowhere else. Not saying you can't be fans of nobody else, but you know, like, okay, he's coming with everything. He's going to give me everything. He's recognizable, and he's going to give me everything I need. No hesitation. Like, it's like, so at the end of the day, like you said, you don't make music, but here you are on Spotify. Why? Because you speak. And now there's an outlet for that. Like before, there was no outlet for that. You legit had to go to a radio station to talk. I've done plenty of radio interviews where I sat in the radio stations, can't curse, can't fucking gotta edit yourself. Then they ask you to rap, and when you rap, you're editing yourself while you're rapping. All type of crazy shit that I done been through. Coming up in the game, and now it's like, yo, do my podcast and do the podcast from wherever the fuck you at. I'm at my house, you at your house. We doing a podcast right now. We can curse, we could do whatever the fuck, we could do whatever we want, and that shit's about to go up on all streaming services.
Yep.
So now it's easier, it's way easier.
Yeah.
And to take advantage of that, if you don't take advantage of that, that's crazy.
And what's funny is that I'm happy that you said all of that, because that leads me to, like, some people have asked me, well, why have you waited so long to do what you're doing? And I'm like, because if I can't do it my way and I can't have my guests do it their way, it ain't happening no way.
Yeah, that's a fact. So. Like, that's a fact. I'm the same way. Like, if I can't do it the way I pictured it going in my head, I'm cool.
Right.
I just can't do it. I'm straight.
That's how everybody, yo, make yourself at home if you're on the show with me. I mean,
right.
Talk about what would you like to talk about?
Yeah, and that's it. Like, for this, like, it's an introduction. There's gonna be plenty more interviews, I'm sure.
Oh,
because
yeah.
At the end of the day, once we start dropping this music, once things start moving around and things start shaking, I'm gonna be back. Like, this is just an introduction, so people can get to know who I am, how I rock. No pun intended.
That was perfect.
They get to look, they get to hear me speak, feel me out, you know what I'm saying? They go on Spotify, check out some music, go on YouTube, check out some shit, go watch a couple battles, and be right with me. Check out the podcast. We hit, like, that's all it is. I'm going to be back, so we definitely going to chop it up and talk more.
Yeah, definitely. That's, you know what I mean? We'll have a follow-up when the next record is about to drop.
That's a fact. Yeah, so
That'll be sick. But, yo, we still got time. So, is there anything else? Like, what would you like to touch on with either, you know, anything? How you feel about sports right now?
Sports is cool. Actually, I was just watching some shit. Celtics. Everybody killing the Celtics right now. In mass, guys got to calm down. Still early in the season.
Right.
We get a brand new squad. Like, Kyrie was out half the year hurt. Gordon Hayward was out the whole year hurt. But, like,
not to cut you off, but I agree with, I think you made a post the other day that was like, you must not watch basketball because it's, like, early. You know what I'm saying?
It's five, 6 games in, everybody's ready to make their predictions for the season. Like, yo, this is going to happen. Like, yo, listen. Basketball, I watch basketball. I watch all sports, but basketball, I know. Like, they don't even really play until the playoffs happen. Like, that's when the real basketball starts being played. Like, all that, like, the regular season is cool, but the real, when they start playing defense and actually balling up, That's in the playoffs, like, so, and the Celtics is sure to get there, so just let them be cool. Even on the West Coast, everybody killing LeBron, let LeBron figure it out. He got a brand new squad.
Right.
Figure it out. Let him live. Like, he ain't supposed to. Y'all thought he was going to come over there and make everything undefeated. Like, it's not going to happen like that. Like, sports, it takes time, especially when you're gelling with people and you're dealing with different personalities and different pieces, and who wants the ball at this time, and who wants the ball on this. It's like, let that nigga be, man. Like, so I think they gotta be fine. Couple fights coming up. I'm waiting for the Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury fight. I want to see that. I just want to see if Deontay is gonna win versus somebody who can box for real. So that's gonna be dope. Yeah, man. Let me see what else is going on in the world. Like, You obviously see Trump being doing the nonsense he's doing. So, like, we could talk about him for 3 hours. Like,
yeah.
He's on some. I stay on top of it, but I don't try to get too far in because it's like, actually, it gets depressing after a while.
Yeah.
So, what I say is, the elections is coming up. I'm going to tell everybody, the midterm election is coming up. Your local election is coming up. Everybody, if you're over 18 and you don't have no felonies,
let them know.
And in some places, even if you have felonies, you can vote. So, if you're over 18, just go vote, man. We got this motherfucker in office now because people didn't want to go vote. Vote. Get him. Like, I granted, he got two more years, or he got like a year and some change left. But vote. Like, can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
The poll, like, November 6th, go vote. Like, because at the end of the day, if everybody shows up and we all vote and they do some funny shit, we all know they're doing some funny shit, and then it's a different thing. But at the end of the day, go vote, because you see what he's doing. He's rallying up the people. He's talking about the border, the caravan at the borders and all this. And he's doing that to get the base going and his people riled up. So just go vote, man. Like, this shit is important, even on a local level. Like, even if you don't give a fuck about the president, who the president is and all that, vote on the local level, because at the end of the day, that affects you really more than the president, really. Like, who the mayor is of your town, who the fucking governor is of your state, what laws they're trying to put in play, which that shit affects you more than what the president is doing.
It's got a lot to do with, like, Republican Party. It's the party type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So if you want to vote, like, I'm no party. I vote for the person or the thing that makes the most sense. That's just me. So I don't attach myself to any party, Republican nor Democrat. That's not my thing. I don't do that. So I just want to tell people, vote. I hear young kids all the time, I ain't going to vote. Your vote don't count. Your vote counts. Like, I just go. Get out there. Hit the polls. Like, show up en masse. And let them know, like, yo, we not going for that. That's the only way they're going to know, because at the end of the day, every election, they do so much to pander your vote, pander to you, pander to people for your vote. If you wasn't powerful, they wouldn't do that. I wouldn't give a fuck. Donald Trump wouldn't talk to me. He wouldn't pander. Hillary Clinton wouldn't have been on stage dabbing if your vote didn't count.
Right.
Like, young people votes count. Hillary Clinton had to go on stage 50, 60 years old and dab and say, and go on Breakfast Club and lie and say she kept hot sauce in her pocketbook to try to get the vote of the hood. So it's like, if you're not powerful, Hillary Clinton would have never had to do that. Because Hillary Clinton, whether you like her or you don't, she's a pretty powerful person in the grand scheme of the world. Like, her name ring bells. So she didn't have to say to Charlamagne,
exactly.
Yeah, I keep hot sauce. She didn't have to go talk to Charlamagne about nothing.
Right.
Actually, she did to get that vote. So at the end of the day, just vote. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what way you stand as far as your political party. Just vote. Vote.
This, right now, you know, Massachusetts is going through something that is got to do with hospitals and nurse staffing right now. So it's extremely important to make sure that, you know,
that the nurse, they got, like, the nurses can't take, they can only get a limited number of patients so they can provide the right amount of care to the.
Right.
Yeah. Go vote for that. Because at the end of the day, you could be in the hospital, knock on wood, I could be in the hospital, knock on wood. I got kids, they could be in the hospital.
Right.
Grandmoms, anybody could be sick, down, and you don't ever want one of your family members or you to get conditions to worsen or somebody to get fucked up because the nurse just didn't get around to you because you had too many people on the floor. Like,
right.
So, yeah, these are things that got to be looked at and got to be talked about.
Right, and I got family that's in that, you know what I mean, the medical field, and they don't get breaks like a normal person.
Oh, yeah, no, they don't.
Those laws don't apply. You forfeit your, you know what I mean? So, yeah. They're angels walking amongst us, but sometimes, you know, that they're human too. So it's legislature and all of those things that we are trying to, you know, the world in society wants you to have tons of options. And if you're overwhelming yourself with the fun choice, sometimes these things like getting into a voting ballot in the booth or whatever, in, you know, oh man, I got so many other things I could have done that day. But, you know, taking things seriously, especially in the, you know, industry that we're in, where we got a platform to speak to the younger kids that, you know what I mean? I'm 32, so there's a lot of people younger than me now. I used to say things like that, and they're like, damn, you're young. I'm like, well, there's a lot of people that are younger than me that need to hear also, and you know, me and you are around the same age, right? That,
yep.
You know, taking things seriously just for one day to get over to do that is going to help you in the future for purposes of, you know, it's bigger than just who's in office when you go vote, pretty much is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You learn that from the experience of getting up and doing that. And hopefully our message gets put across, you know, to the masses of Massachusetts, especially right now because of that nursing little issue that they're having. You know, I don't know too much about it, but that seems like a serious thing. I mean, if I'm in that position where I got like 30 people I got to deal with, you know, who, when you're in the moment, how do you choose who's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? You know what I mean? So,
right.
Those are big, you know, those are big political issues.
Right. Yeah. They are. So, the world, just get out there and vote, man.
For real. I never thought of it that deep until I got, you know.
Yeah.
You got to be there to learn.
Yeah, you got to be in it. But yeah, right. Just vote. And yeah, that's it, man. That's all I got.
Yo, we dropped a lot of knowledge on them today, huh?
Yes, we did. That's what I'm saying. A lot of knowledge, a lot of jewels, a lot of, you know, a lot of good talk for the world. Like I said, I'll be back. I'm sure we're gonna talk up some more.
Definitely.
We're gonna have some more knowledge drop. Other than that, man, you know, I'm here, XL. You want to find me on social media, on Instagram it's XL_508, Facebook XL, XCEL, Twitter XCELDAKID, and that's if you want to find me, I'm everywhere, man.
That's what's up.
You already know.
Awesome. Yes, the Melody Supply Podcast is back, full of value. Check it out. At Melody Supply on all social media, at The Real Brian Tyree on all social media, you can find me. And melodysupply.com, briantyree.com, just in case you forgot, you know what I'm saying? Check out the new happenings. The blog is always moving. I'm up to 10 writers on Melody Supply right now. So 2019 is going to be an extremely busy blogging. A lot of videos popping. A lot of great things happening. So definitely make sure to subscribe, share, follow, and keep up with the hot music and very intelligent conversations that we're having, trying to reach out to the younger people. So, yeah, signing off.
That's it. Peace.
Have a great day, everybody.
XL, yeah. Team Homie shit. From the city of lies, families cry. Survival is a must. Cats you confide in be the ones to line you up. I'm shining, but that only makes me a target for bloodsuckers who try to reap the harvest. Still shine regardless, but no one can stop that. I pass memorials where my niggas got popped at. It just reminds me to cock back and stay loaded, cause niggas either want my casket or case closing. But it was written, nigga, my fate chosen to break molds and squash those opposing. Cause I'm a product of what they put us up against. I live that vamp life, but I'm never on no sucker shit. Team Homie, the pack of wolves I'm running with. Double it, with a middle finger to the government. Cause what they really want is eradication. So they pass sickness through vaccination, and we just sit with the face dip on aggravation and protest while they attack the nation. I know it sounds ill, but nigga, this the way of the world. Where grown men change places with girls, this shit is fucked up. Old code dribbled out, quality fizzled out. Nowadays niggas running round in they bitches flout. I take a different route, militant shit. Fist in the air while I got the kill in the split. Dog, I'm like Fred Hampton with a cannon. The ball beast still in fate, my squad is all pins. Dodging all cameras, dog. It's like I'm never seen, but I'm everywhere with my hands touching everything. Omnipotent, tucking large instruments. So use your head or get a bullet lodged into it. Mentalist with no heart, I'm insensitive. I've been sick with this, you just now getting interested. I did this just to show my flow. Reintroduction,
what up?
Just so y'all know. Yo, Team Homie, nigga.
What up?
XL.
What up? Sway yourself.
The letter right on.
What up?
Fuck it. That shit smooth.
Connor. What up? Poison Pig.
508 shit.
What up?
Southside, what up?
Bugs, what up? Money bags, what up, niggas?
What up?
There's too many of us, man.
Yeah.
You know what the fuck it is. Team Homie over everything. So rock, what up? I can keep going, nigga. Team Homie, nigga. That's it. I'm out.
Welcome back. We are in the building. Da Vinci McVeigh.
What is going on?
Welcome to the show. Melody Supply Podcast. All right. So, let the people know who you are and what you do, and let's talk about some things.
Well, my name is Da Vinci McVeigh. I'm an MC. Audio engineer, battle rapper, pretty much a man of all trades. Right now, I got some projects coming along right now. I got a big project. My first album is coming out probably in mid-April for Omnipotent. Just godlike, you know, so I'm really excited for that. I got some videos to shoot for, so, you know, I'm steady working as time goes by, so, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And not only that, you're recording, you got an album, but you also battle, right?
Yeah. I took this year off, honestly. I really wanted to focus more on the music because I felt like I've been neglecting that for a minute. Once the new year, 2019, back in the ring, get some more battles under my belt, and, you know. But these albums is definitely priority, the ones I got lined up, ready to go.
Word, word, word. So, let's talk about the audio engineering. That's interesting because you went to school for that, right?
Yeah, I went to school 2 years, 2 years ago, about 4 years ago for it.
Super professional. I've heard a lot of the music, and I'm like, that's yes. Sounds good. Yeah, so, you know, tell us something, some things about that where, you know what I'm saying, like, how is that, like, a positive experience or, you know, how was school, basically?
Yeah, honestly, school was mad fun. I used to, the school I was going to, it was a trade school for recording Connection, and basically, they let you work in the actual professional studios. Like, I had options. I could have worked in Quad Studio. I could have worked in any big name studio in my area. Like, if they have it all around the world, like, you get to work in, like, actual professional studios that maybe your favorite rapper worked in at one time.
Right.
So, for me, I started off in Chungking.
Right.
Chungking was one of my favorite studios I've ever been to this day. Mad chill, laid back. I worked with G-Unit there when they first got back together from Summer Jam. Yeah, my mentor was like, hey, yo, we got a session coming in. I don't know what he called himself, something something or 50, whatever. Like, you know, he's one of them, like, high-class white guys, so
yeah,
he don't really know. He like classical music, jazz, like,
right.
He's one of them type of guys. So when he was like that, and I said, wait, you talking about G-Unit? He was like, yeah, I think so. I was like, no, D-G-Unit, like 50 Cent? <Right. laughs> And he was like, yeah, I'm guessing you know him. I said, oh my God, I went crazy. I was like, yeah, these are my favorite guys.
Right.
They just got back together after Summer Jam, and they booked a session there, so I was like, holy shit. That was a great experience. I worked with them. I met Lloyd Banks. I actually took a picture because I was basically they runner, and I did a little bit like assistant mixing here and there.
Yeah.
I didn't really fully touch their tracks because they brought an engineer to the session already. So
All right.
I was there just learning from their engineer.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was amazing. But then a little bit after, like in 2015, they got shut down. So then I finished out my course at another studio called Engine Room Audio.
Yeah.
That's located on Broadway in the city. That's another fire studio. From there, I worked on, I mastered Trey Songz's album, Trigger. That was one of my lessons. You know, they was teaching me how to work with it. It was that. I worked on some of they had a performance in Queensbridge. It was for free. I was able to edit that. I met up with some of Immortal Technique people's, what's his name? Constant Flow. And there was another guy. I've been having fun. I learned a lot from the studios and, you know, they met cool. I'm looking to go back one day, probably to intern or something.
Yeah, soak it all up, for real.
Yeah, so it was definitely a fun experience.
That's awesome. Networking opportunities like that, you know what I mean? Definitely capitalize on anything that, you know, comes to grips, because you never know when those type of opportunities are going to pop up. And that sounds like, you know, you handled that with ease, but because it's, you know, that must have been at first kind of like nerve-wracking, right? To be like,
oh yeah, like, I'm like, I'm in the room with
pressure.
you know, like
this is 50 something and G something or other.
Yeah, no, it was definitely, at first I was nervous, but once I met these people, was pretty cool. It was a lot of album party, album release parties, a lot of models there. I met I met a few models. I met a couple artists that I still talk to, a couple engineers I still talk to. Yeah, like, honestly, it was the best experience of my life, because a lot of people say, you know, going to trade school for, like, audio engineering is a waste of money. But to me, I feel like, you know, it's just the experience, the network, and you never know what you might bump into when you do stuff like this.
Right.
Exactly. I'm really grateful. Yeah. Very grateful.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time, you know?
Yeah, it definitely was, yeah.
So, let's talk about that video.
What inspired?
Tell me what inspires some of the, you know, whatever songs you want to pick. You know what I'm saying? But what inspires some of these ideas? Because, I mean, I love it. It's not something you see every day, though.
Well, growing up, I always used to be different. Like, everybody, they was into, you know, they used rocking Polo this, Polo that. Favorite rappers used to be, what's his name on Young Bass? What, Lil B and shit like that? When I was growing up, my favorite rappers, Eminem, definitely, right off the top. 50... I used to bump like under like Cannabis,
yeah,
Method Man. Like, so when I tell people my favorite rappers and they tell me theirs, we was hanging out in two different groups, so
right.
I never really fit in. But I always loved this style of rap because it's different. Like, people playing with words, people like the concept, storytelling, everything's just so amazing. And then when you hear stuff on the radios, it's something for you to turn up, you know, drop some cash, you know, pick up girls, which is cool. It's just not my style.
Yeah.
So whenever I make music, I try to leave the listeners with something different. Like, I want them to be like, yo, this guy right here did some crazy shit in his video. Like, he tied somebody up and then he ended up killing his partner at the end of the video. Right. Or, you know, something, you know. I don't want to be that guy, be like, yo, this guy is lit, he turned, you know, because that's not me. I really try to educate. And the next two albums I'm working on, I'm definitely going to try to take everybody thinking process to the next level. I'm becoming more spiritual with myself and everything like that, so I'm really going to put my all into these next albums. And I'm going to show everybody why I consider myself a god on these tracks. So,
that's,
yeah, that's the goal.
Taking notes right now.
It's no problem.
Yeah, that's what's up. So, yeah, but specifically, so for that video though.
Which video?
Hold on a second.
Was it the rolling one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. When I had the tank top on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So that video, honestly, that video, it happened by accident, to be honest. It was for a contest. It was for, like, I don't know if you ever heard of the Funk Volume Contest.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So basically, all my friends, they joined, and honestly, I was iffy about it. I didn't know if I wanted to join because I already know it's a popularity contest, which I'm not trying to. I knew I was going to lose regardless going into it. But I was like, they kept egging me on. So I said, you know what, might as well. So I came up with the song. It was just random, honestly. I had the verse written for a while, and then I ended up rapping the song around and calling Keep Rolling. And basically, the concept to that song is, no matter what you do or what you say, I'm going to keep rolling. I'm going to keep rolling until the wheels fall off. You can't stop me. That's basically what the song really is. And then within the song, I just demonstrated my lyrical ability, wordplay, punches. I was just showing them I could do it all, putting together a nice chorus and shit.
Definitely, make sure everybody go subscribe to that YouTube channel, Da Vinci McVeigh, aka Jai Omnipotence. It's OM_nipotence. It's, if you look up Da Vinci McVeigh and know how to spell it, DaVinci McVeigh, MCVEIGH. The rest will.
Yeah, everything. Everything.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.